Bradley Bozeman.
What were your thoughts on the new arrangement of the offensive line with Cotton at right tackle and Deontay at right guard?
You know, the spring is time to experiment, and you know, that's the best time too, because there's nothing on the line right now. There's, you know, those games going into, and you kind of figure out the best combination, best chemistry. So we're, you know, we're just trying things out and seeing where people fit.
Have you seen Deontay mature kind of through the spring and get better?
Deontay has really, you know, this year has kind of stepped up, and or so far has stepped up and started really, you know, getting after it and, you know, trying to figure out the right way to do things.
Have you noticed him getting in better shape?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, he's really pushing it. You know, he's got a lot of motivation, and you know, I think he's ready.
Last summer he comes in and he was overweight a little bit. How much did you see him kind of struggle with that to kind of get back to where he is now?
I mean, any freshman that comes this place coming from high school, it's totally different. You know, it's a completely different environment, and it's tough. Like, it's not made for everybody. And, you know, he struggled with it a little bit, but he's kind of figuring it out and, you know, trying to go in the right direction.
He's one of the strongest players on the team. How much of a push does he give? That's one of the things that Saban mentioned was the push.
Yeah, he's very physical at the line of scrimmage, you know, and he's solid at pass pro, and he does a good job for us so far. So hopefully that continues and grows.
What's it like to combo block with a guy like that? You know, and have you had any instances where you're working with him in a blocking situation?
Yeah, I have. I mean, he's a big, strong dude. So anytime you have someone big and strong that you can trust beside you, it's always a good thing. So.
I'm sure a lot of fans on Saturday are going to be looking to see how the offense is different from last year. What are they going to see?
You know, we're just going to come out and we're going to just try to move the ball down the field. You know, I don't really know exactly what the game plan is, but, you know, we're just going to try to be high-powered on offense and have our defense come out strong.
So. From what you've seen so far, is the offense going to be much different? Are they going to see much that's going to be like, oh, that's totally new?
It's going to be a little bit different. I think we're going to, you know, we're going to try to hold onto the ball a little longer and, you know, move the ball down the field. But you know, we'll see.
A lot of people are curious. They have, like, their questions going into the spring game. For you, what are you curious to see? Where do you hope to see, you know, resolve or anything on?
Just who all steps up. You know, every year we're reloading. I mean, we lost, what, 6-7 guys on defense and a couple guys on offense. You see who steps up and takes those places.
Are you ever surprised by anything you see in a scrimmage, A-Day kind of thing?
What do you mean?
You ever surprised by somebody stepping up, or just the way, you know, things are unresolved and things resolve themselves? Do you ever catch a card?
I don't know if it's surprise, but you know someone's going to step up, and you just never really know who that's going to be. But I'm just excited to see that.
You don't get to go against them too much, but Isaiah Bugs, just how disruptive can he be off the edge?
You know, he's very raw. He's a good player, and he's continuing to grow as, you know, he's been in this program. So. And when the season comes around, I think he'll be really ready.
You've been through several of these, you know, A-Days and spring games, scrimmages. Do y'all get up for this kind of the A-Day? You excited for it, or is just kind of another glorified practice?
No, it's a fun time. You know, it's a great time to, you know, a lot of fans. You know, and usually this is a packed house. You know, hopefully this year's the same way. So it's, you know, we definitely get amped up for it. If you don't, kind of might be in trouble today because the defense is going to be amped up. So.
What's your record on A-Day?
It's 3-0. So hopefully
staked all three times?
All three so far. So knock on wood.
Can you remember anything that happened to you?
My freshman year went from guard to playing tackle during A-Day because someone went down. So, and then last year I played tackle left and right.
What's the most important thing you get out of the A-Day?
You know, it's just, you know, it's really great to see that our fans are still invested, you know, and hopefully we have a packed house. You know, it's a great experience for anybody and everybody.
What do you think of the receiving corps this year?
I think they're very talented, and, you know, they can get after a little bit, get some passes going, burn a few DBs.
When do you think the offensive line will be sorted out? I mean, last year you moved at the kind of the last minute, you know, back to center, and then, you know, obviously Ross moved over, and then it continued on through the season. I mean, do you think that could be the case this year with the O-line?
That's the golden question. It's you never know what's going to go on down here. So,
yeah.
You know, coach will see something that, you know, we never even thought of before.
Right.
You know, that'll be the next next substitution, so you never know.
You were talking about Deontay, but he's a guy that's moved around quite a bit and kind of, like you yourself, tried different roles. What do you see from him in that, both a tackle and a guard this spring?
Who's that?
Lester.
Oh. Sorry. Lester's one of our older players now, and he's very mature. You know, he knows he's got to do his best for his team, and whatever position that he has to play is just the position he has to for the benefit of the team, not for the benefit of ourselves. But that's just how it is here. You know, it's not about us. It's about the team.
Has he picked things up better? Lester, has he picked things up better as he's gone along?
Yeah, I mean, Lester's really matured in the last year. I mean, it's from last year to this year, you know, he's kind of on the edge last year. He's really matured this year, and you know, picking up the offense really well, and you know, figuring out the small things. That's what really makes a difference in offensive line.
How long did that take? How long did that take you to figure out those small things?
It took me about 2 or 3 years. I mean, it's like, it's everything from, first off, it's knowing your play, and then after that, it's knowing what the defense is about to do, so you can correct your technique before it even starts.
Have you given
Thanks,
him
Brad.
That?
Okay. Thank you. Well.